Welcome to the Questionable Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the importance of what is and how so many people skip over it. We get stuck in the was and we get stuck in the will. What was, what will be, and we forget about what is. And I want to talk about why that's so important and why we need to do more for ourselves to stay in the is. Let's get to it. As we moved through the eclipse portal, there was a very big theme of letting go of things in the past. Things that were mistakes, embarrassments, triggers, issues, shameful, guilty, often come to the surface during those times. We start to have dreams about them, or memories come up, or we get triggered by different people, or we're like presented with an opportunity to see what is down in the dirt, in our mud, within ourselves. And it comes to the surface, so we actually have an opportunity to clean it out, to let it go. Whether it's an eclipse or a different moon cycle or just a phase that you're in your life, when you can notice that there are things coming to the surface, a lot of times it is not because, oh, you need to sit and dig into this and hold on to it. While it's important to ask if you do, is this something I do need to process? Is this something I have been avoiding? Is this something that I have not wanted to face and acknowledge and accept about myself, about my past, about a choice, about my life? Very important to ask those questions. Those are great questions to ask. There is also a time when they come to the surface because it's time for you to just learn to let them go. It's time for you to learn to surrender them. It's time for you to stop shoving them back down into the dirt and learning to, you can let go, let God, if that resonates, give them to God. But it is an energetic, a mental, spiritual, emotional, and yes, sometimes very physical decision to let go of something that is trying to leave. It can be a relationship and a person. That was a big theme in the eclipse portal. The relationships that needed to go, the people that needed to go, the choices, jobs, old habits needed to go. The needs that you have that you've been avoiding them needed to go. And I think it's important that when we feel like there's so many things from our past, there's so many things that we have been through, that have happened, that we get stuck in those things, stuck in managing them, repressing them, trying really hard not to repeat them, but not really dealing with them, ignoring them, avoiding them, of knowing what we need to do, but not doing it, of keeping things in our life that are not healthy, keeping people in our life that are not healthy, but we still keep them around. There are all these things that have happened that we did do, choices we did make. Sometimes they're embarrassing and shameful. We feel guilty. They're hard to feel. They're very human. They did happen. And we get stuck in that. Managing them, avoiding them, processing them, trying to deal with them, trying to not repeat them, trying to figure out what to do with them. And we just end up, you know, moving dust around from one place to another. What we need to start understanding, and what I think was very powerful in the last eclipse cycle, was how you can acknowledge that, yes, that happened. Yes, that was a thing. Yes, I made that choice. The acceptance of that happened. The acceptance of, I did that. That's the processing part, right? The ownership, processing the emotions, of facing those truths, of owning. I did those things. I experienced those things. I played a part in them. That's the acceptance part. That's the healing and the processing part. But the next step in that I think often gets skipped over or brushed past really easy, or even sometimes not talked about at all, is that you have to be willing to let it go, because that happened, but whatever that was, something is next. And that "something is next" phrase really jumped out at me today, because I can see where I have gotten so focused on dealing with that, dealing with what that was, dealing with what happened, that I forget that something is next. That I forget to be able and to allow myself to let go of, I've owned it, I've processed it, I have faced it, I'm willing to take responsibility for it, and I release it because something is next. I let go of it, and I don't need to be afraid of it. I don't need to be worried about it. I don't need to carry the shame and the embarrassment for it, because something is next. Is way more powerful than was. What was is the past. What was is what's already done. What was, we cannot change. What is powerful. What is acceptance. Presence. When you are present in the current moment with what is, you actually open yourself up to be able to see, feel, think, experience differently. And the cool thing about what being present is, and what I'm just sort of realizing, is that when you're present with what is, when you are in the is, you actually have faith and hope for what's next. A lot of people talk about, like, well, you have to prepare for the future, right? There's some people that live in the past, and there's some people that try to live in the future, and we get stuck in these cycles of repeating the past or being too worried about the future, right? You've got the depression and doubts and fears and worries about the past, and you have the anxiety about the future and the stress about the future. And people will try to tell you, like, you need to be prepared. You have to have preparation. You need to save for the future. And people get, and that's important to a point, but if it is to the detriment of what is right in front of you, the cool thing about what is everything is present in the is. If you need to heal from something that what was, it will be in what is. It will be bubbling and moving right now. It will be present within you right now. You will be faced with it right now. It will be in the is. And you get to process it. You get to deal with it. Face it. Heal from it. Accept it. Own it. You get to let it go. When you are in the is, you acknowledge that something is next. So sometimes when you're in the is, you are preparing for the future because it is in your is right now. It's in your present right now. In your present right now is the guidance, the inspired action, the desire to open a savings account, make an investment, buy land, schedule an appointment, grocery shop for the week. When you are in your present moment, everything is there. What you need to deal with from the past, what you need to let go of, and the hope and steps and actions for the future, it will be what is right now. We do not need to try to stay in the past. We do not need to try to live in the future. When we are not allowing ourselves to be in the present, in the is, we forget that something is next and we try to live in the past. We forget that we have a future and we try to stay in the past. So many people skip over this important piece that something is next. But that is the important part of that statement. So whatever has happened, whatever you have been through, that happened. That happened, and no matter what that was, something is next. Are you willing to let go of what you need to let go of? Are you willing to make the decisions you need to make? Are you willing to move forward? Are you willing to let go of and stop living in the past? Are you willing to release? Are you willing to make a change? Because you know that's what you need to do. Because it is here in your present, because it is inhibiting you from being in the present. Are you willing to acknowledge that something is next? But to get to what's next, you have to be in the is. You have to be in the present first. The present is where the power is. When you are presence, that presence is what is powerful. And presence is in the is. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Questionable Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow along so you're updated whenever there's a new episode. And follow me on Instagram at rebel.rose.life. There's a lot of other content and information available over there. And that is the best place to reach me when you have questions of your own or comments about content and things that are going on in your life. I love to hear from you. I'll talk to you soon.